Janine Wedel, who now lives in London, was a student at San Francisco Art Institute in 1969 and had gone to People's Park for many weeks, along with others, to dig and plant, taking the land from UC Berkeley.
And on that, what was called Bloody Thursday, early morning, a call went out and the police had moved in and had blocked off whatever 10 blocks of Berkeley.
Midday, a protest moved from Sproul Plaza to the park, and she started taking pictures, black and white film photographs capturing the energy of the time.
It just went completely haywire, the whole thing. As someone who was photographing, it was quite terrifying because the whole of downtown Berkeley was filled with tear gas. You were confronted with bayonets. People were being herded off the streets. It was quite terrifying.
The campus of the University of California at Berkeley has been the scene of acts of violence, disorder, and intimidation caused by a coalition of dissidents and criminal anarchists.
Then Governor Ronald Reagan declared an emergency. A curfew was enforced.
Well, obviously, James Rector died, and actually my partner at the time was shot with birdshot in the back and consequently spent a year in prison.
He was jailed for protesting while on probation.
And I think really that day, the day itself, really formed the rest of my sort of 50 years that I'm still doing documentary photography and photographing protest and conflict.
Cafe Royal Books in England has pulled together the photographs Wedel took on Bloody Thursday at People's Park into a small book.
Do you think protests can be effective?
It's an uphill battle because at the moment people aren't really listening to protest. But I think the right to protest is one of the biggest rights, the most important right. And at least we still have that.
Margie Schaefer, KCBS.